in terms of becoming a multimillionaire, it's not just about doing the right things. It is about doing the right things in the right order. Dapat tama yung pagkakasunod-sunod mo. And a lot of people nowadays want to start chapter 10, want to start chapter 100 agad. They study advanced stuff. Inaaral nila yung mga bagay na magandang pakinggan, yung mga malulupit na strategies na hindi naman nila kayang i-apply. Yes, you will see videos that will help you scale your business. Kaya lang may business ka ba? There are videos that will help you sell a product or a service. Kaya lang may produkto ka ba? And a lot of people wanted to create content, motivate people. Pero sila mismo hindi motivated. You wanna create content, share value, inspire people, motivate people. Pero wala ka namang experience. Hindi ka naman credible. You wanna start building a brand. Gusto mo agad mag-build ng brand. Pero wala ka pang nasisimulan. A lot of people are too focused on meditation muna to clear my mind. Alam nyo, if you wanna earn your first 10 million or 100 million, yes, meditation is important. You have to clear your mind. Nakakatulong yun sa akin. Kasama nga yan sa top 10 success habits ko eh. Kaya lang, to be honest with you, nowadays, earning your first million is not that hard. Hindi pa masyadong mabubugbog ang utak mo sa 1 million. Kaya nabubugbog yung utak natin kasi ang dami-dami nating inaaral, ang dami-dami nating inaalam na hindi naman importante sa first million natin. Because right now, information is free. But it's up to you how you are gonna use the information. So in this video, we will focus on the basics. We will focus on what will really help you earn your first million. And I will share with you my top 5 habits to earn your first million. At ito yung 5 habits na in-apply ko sa sarili ko na sure din akong makakatulong sa inyo ngayon, even in this age. Now, remember that I earned my first million when I was 19. So this was the time na hindi pa uso yung internet, hindi pa uso yung social media, sagad pa yung hataw. And I firmly believe that this will be extremely valuable right now because a lot of people are too focused on, again, learning without applying, without taking action, without building the foundation first. So kumbaga, a lot of people are in step 5. Kaya sila na-frustrate, kaya sila na-disappoint. Kasi nasa step 5 sila na hindi naman nila kayang gawin without doing step 1. So I'm gonna share with you step 1. Ano talaga yung dapat mong gawin? Saan mo talaga sisimulan para kumita ka ng unang million mo? And I'm gonna talk about things that are effective. Bagay na in-apply ko, in-apply ng team ko, in-apply ng maraming tinuturoan ko na ngayon milyonaryo na. So again, we will talk about the top 5 habits to earn your first million. Number 1 is write your goals. It may sound obvious, but again, a lot of people doesn't do the obvious anymore. Remember, the things that are easy to do are also the things that are easy not to do. So, gaano ba ka-powerful yung writing your goals? Number 1, I actually met billionaires. And we have a separate episode about this. Lahat sila nagsusulat ng goals. Hanggang ngayon. Number 2, ako mismo hanggang ngayon nagsusulat ng goals. At napansin ko, nung mga panahon hindi ako nagsusulat ng goals, yun yung panahong depressed ako. Sobrang grabe yung anxiety ko. At wala akong direction. Which means, based on my experience, nakatulong siya hindi lang sa achievement. Nakatulong siya na mai-organize ko yung utak ko. So, paano ba talaga nakakatulong ang pagsusulat ng goals? Number 1, writing your goals will actually trick your brain to think that you already achieved your goals. It will trick your brain na parang nandun ka na. Paano ko nasabi? Whatever you see right now is a byproduct of the past. And we don't know the future yet, correct? So, ibig sabihin, yung future, pwedeng may visualization process kang ginagawa, pwedeng imagine mo siya, pwedeng pinoproject mo siya, pero hindi ka pa sure sa future. But the past is actually predictable. It happened already. And most of us, kaya hindi tayo makamove forward, hindi tayo makapag-take ng action, it's because we are afraid of the unknown. We are afraid of the future. We are afraid of the things that we don't know. Hindi mo pa kasi siya alam. Kasi hindi mo pa siya nakikita. Kasi hindi mo siya maramdaman. And baka, hindi mo pa siya nagagawa. You don't have evidences. But when you write your goals, since nakasulat na siya, at nakikita mo siyang nakasulat, it is now a byproduct of the past. Kasi nakasulat na. So your brain will assume nakasulat na eh. And it will be more urgent. Especially kung ang sinulat mong goals, mga bagay na sobrang gustong-gusto mong makuha. Another thing is, if you write your goals with 100% congruence, Meaning you are really immersed, naka-focus ka talaga, you're putting all your willpower and attention in terms of writing the goal, babaon talaga siya sa subconscious mind mo. And it will activate your reticular activating system. One example, kung may goal kang kotse, pakitype sa comment section. And I want you to give me feedback kung na-experience niya rin to. Nung meron kang goal na gustong-gusto mo, for example, Honda Civic, diba, nung naisulat mo na siya, or nung mindful ka na dun sa goal na gusto mo, na gustong-gusto mong bumili ng Honda Civic, diba, tuwing nagko-commute ka, tuwing nasa labas ka, lagi mo siya nakikita. Uy, Honda Civic, ang ganda. Nakikita mo pa lang yung taillight, nai-excite ka na. Malayo pa yung kotse, alam mong Honda Civic yon. So, ibig sabihin, lagi mo na siyang nakikita. Does it mean dumami yung Honda Civic sa kalsada? No. Dati nang maraming Honda Civic sa kalsada, hindi mo lang napapansin. At mas napapansin mo lang siya ngayon kasi nakasulat na yung goal. Kasi gustong-gusto mo na siya. And when you put your attention towards your goals, nawawala yung attention and energy mo sa negativity, sa toxicity. Kaya now, your brain filter is focused on the goal. Yun yung effect ng pagsusulat ng goals. You will start to spot opportunities. If you don't have a vehicle yet, makikita mo yung vehicle. Kung wala ka pang business, makikita mo yung business na pwede. At kung may negosyo ka na, may vehicle ka na, you will start to see signs, opportunities. You will start meeting people because your brain filter is now focused on achieving your goals. Paano naman nangyayari yun, sir? Kasi pag nagsulat ka ng goal, di ba nakatingin ka doon? So yung mata mo ginagamit mo. Di ba iniisip mo yun? So your mind is involved. Tapos pwedeng may music ang pinapakinggan. Tapos you will ask yourself questions. Teka, ano ba gusto ko? And again, ano yung lagi kong sinasabi sa inyo na sinabi rin ni Tony Robbins? The questions you ask yourself will determine the course of your destiny. So instead of asking, bakit di ko makuha yung goal ko? Bakit ko nakaranasan to? Bakit ako? Bakit ang hirap? You are asking yourself, what do I want? Ano ba yung gusto kong bilhin? So when you write your goals, you will ask yourself better questions. You will even do research. Ano bang magandang kotse, ano bang magandang bahay, ano bang magandang damit. So now you are putting your energy and using your time to actually discover more about what you want. So tama yung tanong, tama yung iniisip mo, naka-focus ka doon, maganda yung music, naririnig. And then when you write, motor skills yun. Ginagamit mo katawad mo, kaya 100% congruent siya. And at some point, yung mga sinulat mong goal will become a psychological anchor so you won't suffer from what we call decision fatigue. Ibig sabihin, pagising mo pa lang ng umaga, alam mo na yung gagawin mo, alam mo na yung gusto mo, less na yung thinking mo. You will have more time to take action. And when you achieve your goals, machichikan mo isa-isa yan, you are now collecting evidences that you can. So ngayon, mas nagiging malinaw yung future kasi meron ka ng evidence na nakuha mo yung mga goals mo. At nakasulat siya. And you will start to feel organized. Parang nung nagsisimula ako magnegosyo, hindi naman ako magaling eh. Like, hindi ako magaling magbenta, mahihiyain ako, I was an introvert. Tapos walang naniniwala sa akin kasi itsura ko naman dati, grabe. I-invite ko sila magnegosyo, bebentahan ko sila ng kape. Tapos yung itsura ko, mukha akong puno. Alam niyo yung puno, kortehan mo ng korteng tao, tapos lagyan mo ng buhok. Ako yun eh. Pero dahil nakafocus ako sa goal ko, dahil nagsusulat ako ng goals ko, hindi ko na masyadong naiisip yung rejection. Yes, masakit. Yes, nare-reject ako lagi. Pero mas lumalamang na sa akin yung goals, especially, I have little goals na unti-unti ko nang na-achieve. So I have evidences. So very important na hindi mo lang isusulat yung malalaking mong goals. Isulat mo rin yung mga maliliit mong goals so that you can collect data and evidences that you can achieve what you want. Number two is taking action quick. Now you will hear entrepreneurs say, I'm reading 56 books every year. Every week, nagbabasa ako ng isang libro o kaya dalawang libro ang magpapayaman sa'yo pagbabasa. Tandaan nyo, yung mga nagsasabi nun, mayaman na yun. And probably, marami na silang time freedom. Books are amazing. Books are great. Ang tanong, sa sobrang dami mong nabasang libro, na-i-apply mo na ba? Nagawa mo na ba? Malaking bagay yung pagbabasa ng libro. Pero hindi enough ang pagbabasa para yumaman ka. You have to take action. You have to be quick. Ano yung point ko dito? When you read a lot of books, like I do, mapapansin mo na parang yung binasa ko last month, nagko-contradict doon sa binabasa ko ngayon. So, anong nangyayari? For most people, hindi pa nila na-apply yung binasa nila last month. May bago na silang mababasa na nagko-contradict sa idea ng isang libro. So, ikaw ngayon, hindi mo alam yung gagawin mo. So, what I personally do is this. Kapag meron akong binabasang libro, kung ano man yung idea, concept, strategy na nandun, i-a-apply ko agad yon ngayon. ngayon mismo. So I have notes. When I read books, I have notes because I am visual. Tapos sa lahat ng notes ko, ano yung pwede kong i-apply dito? And then the whole book, bago ko matapos yan, at pagkatapos ko, for one whole month, lahat ng alam ko, lahat ng natutunan ko, gagamitin ko, i-apply ko. At kung ano man yung hindi effective, aalisin ko siya isa-isa. Tapos itatago ko yung mga bagay na effective. At i-coconnect ko siya doon sa mga dati kong natutunan as part of the patterns. Because I am collecting effective patterns. The main reason why I become successful right now is because of pattern recognition. Recognizing how people do things. Understanding how people become millionaires. Understanding why people quit, why people procrastinate. So I study human behavior. That's why you have to be quick. Kaya nga sa panonood ng videos, actually, ang dami niyong matututunan. This is the most practical way for you to become a millionaire. Because there are a lot of free videos in YouTube. Especially our videos dedicated to help you. Pero, kung gusto mo ng mas mabilis, there are actually courses naman. And soon, maybe in a few weeks, the Success Blueprint course will be released. And it's curated patterns dedicated to help you earn your millions, expand your business, scale your business, have clarity sa bottom line para magawa mo yung success blueprint mo. And it's a 14-day program. So we will put the links in the comment section and in the description. Abangan nyo yun guys kasi napakalapit na. And yes, you have to take action quick. Meaning, pag may natutunan ka ngayon, gawin mo ngayon. So narinig mo kanina, magsulat ng goals, gawin mo na. Narinig mo, mag-aral, magbasa ng libro, pagkabasa ng libro, gawin mo agad yung natutunan mo. Gusto mo mas centralized yung natutunan mo, gusto mo mas specific, you have less time probably, or hindi mo alam yung gusto mong gawin, hindi mo alam yung dapat mong gawin, wala ka pang clarity, you don't even know what you want, success blueprint kailangan mo. O kaya naman, negosyante ka na, gusto mong tumulong sa organization mo, or maybe ikaw, naliligaw ka rin at some point, or gusto mo ng foundation for your success, gusto mo na masustain yung success mo, gusto mo ng structure, success blueprint para sa'yo. Even if you are a student, an employee, success blueprint is something that will help everyone. So you have to take action quick. Number 3, when you take action, get things done. Tapusin mo yung sinimulan mo. And again, binabalikan ko kung paano ako nag-business. Yung Yema, ang goal ko before, makabenta ng 5. Makabenta ako, 5. Tapos ginawa ko 10. Makabenta ako ng 10. Ginawa ko 1 bag. 30 yung dala ko. Nakaranas ako guys na hindi ko talaga maubos. As in, kasi umuulan. Tapos ang hirap, to the point na kailangan ko nang magbahay-bahay. Kailangan yung mga tindahang pupuntahan ko, bentahan ko na rin. Isipin nyo, yung tindahan na nagbebenta, binibentahan ko ng Yema. Pero, kailangan ko kasing tapusin. I was actually obsessed with getting things done. I don't know, siguro nung time ko, kung uso na yung internet, baka sabihin ng iba, may sakit ako eh. Baka may sabihin ng iba, may ADHD ako or I have a mental problem. Pero ako yung tao na hindi talaga ako makatulog hanggat hindi tapos yung trabaho. So hindi ako nauwi hanggat hindi ubos yung Yema. Like it's not about strategies and tools and ganito yung technique sa pagbebenta. Before, hindi ako naka-focus sa technique. Naka-focus lang ako sa pagbebenta. At habang naka-focus ako sa pagbebenta, natututunan ko na yung proper technique. It's not just about the quality. It's about the quantity. And from the quantity, dun mo makukuha yung quality. For example, try to experience selling 10,000 coffee. Whatever it is that you're selling. For example, Yema, instead na mag-aral ka lang at magbasa ka lang ng libro at makinig ka ng mga podcast, after listening to the podcast, write notes, apply it, and then sell Yema 1,000 times. From the 1,000 Yemas sold, may makukuha kang patterns doon. May matututunan ka doon. Aralin mo saan yung effective, ano yung sinabi mo dito, paano ka nakabenta ng mas mabilis, what's the best day that you had. Record all that. Yun na yung magiging strategy mo. So it's not just about reading books and watching and listening. It's also about applying and getting things done. Tandaan nyo to guys. Being exposed to information doesn't mean that you are learning. Kahit anong daming videos yung panoorin mo, kung hindi mo gagawin, kung hindi mo i-apply, wala rin. So I encourage you to take action. Kasi may mga videos na mahuhuka talaga yun. May mga videos na panoorin mo pa ulit-ulit. Pero nakatulong ba talaga sa'yo yung panonood lang? O ang nakatulong sa'yo, yung pinanood mo, in-apply mo, ginamit mo? Kasi pwedeng mabawasan yung views ko dito. Pero ang akin, yumaman ka, maging successful ka. Because again, our goal is to earn your first million. So get things done. Number 4, extreme focus on what you know. Ibig sabihin, earning your first million, mag-focus ka sa alam mo. So kung may alam kang skill, mag-focus ka doon. Kung marunong kang magbenta, mag-focus ka doon. Kung meron kang produkto, mag-focus ka doon. Kung hindi mo pa alam yung goal mo, hindi mo pa alam yung gusto mo, mag-focus ka rin doon. Alamin mo. And based on all that experience, sabi ko nga sa'yo, sa pagtitake ng action, getting things done, you will discover things. Doon ka mag-focus. Kasi nung nag-start ako mag-negosyo, napansin ko, ang daming booming na negosyo eh. That was the era na kung ano-anong nauuso. Nauso yung pagbebenta ng t-shirt, tapos nauso yung lahat eh. Lahat binibenta na eh. Nagsisimula pa lang ma-invento yung mga bagay-bagay. So pwede akong maging junkie. Pwede akong tumalon sa iba't ibang negosyo. Pero pansinin nyo, yung mga tao na patalon-talon, papalit-palit ng negosyo, hindi yung mayaman. Or maliban doon, hindi makamove forward. Pero tingnan nyo yung mga tao nag-stick sa ginagawa nila, kahit gano'ng ka-corny, kahit gano'ng ka-basic, yun yung yumayaman, yun yung nagiging successful. So when I started my business, I have network marketing and traditional business. Nag-stick na lang ako doon kasi yun yung alam ko. Again, we are talking about your first million. I know some people will say, dapat nag-i-invest, dapat nag-diversify, dapat yung mga itlog mo nilalagay mo sa iba't ibang basket. Tama yun. Kung mayaman ka na, kung may pera ka na, that's step 10. Again, step 1 pa lang tayo. Unang million muna tayo. Huwag muna kung ano-anong investment ang iniisip mo, kung ano-anong Bitcoin, kung ano-anong mutual fund, equity. Wala ka pang pang-invest eh. So I want you to focus on the basic. What will help you earn your million? So parang ako, nung kumikita na ako, doon ako sa alam ko, invest ako real estate. Hanggang ngayon, real estate ang investment ko. Yes, nagtatry na ako ng iba. Because I have the connections. If I wanna invest in Bitcoin, I have a friend, expert. If I wanna invest in Forex, I also have a friend who's an expert with that. Pero in terms of investing in real estate, kami naman yun ni Mama. So naka-focus ako sa alam ko. So pag meron ka ng skill na develop mo na high income skill mo, which in my case, selling, just focus on that until you earn your first million. Saka mo naaralin yung napakaraming ibang strategies once may pera ka na. Because the effective education around business is not cheap. Alright? Mahal pong mag-aral ng negosyo. Kaya nga gumawa ako ng course na affordable para sa inyo so you can get a clear structure for your foundation for success. Because I can see people teaching e-commerce, paano kumita ng pera. Kaya lang hindi mag-keep, hindi masustain ng mga tao yung income nila kasi wala silang pundasyon. Hindi nila alam paano i-apply. Yung strategy ka nga, hindi ka naman consistent. Magaling ka nga sa marketing, wala ka namang i-market. Magaling ka nga sa marketing, wala ka naman sariling brand. Magaling ka nga mag-run ng ads, hindi mo naman kilala sarili mo, hindi mo alam yung goal mo, hindi ka motivated lagi. Hindi mo rin siya maia-apply ng tama. But if you have the foundation for success, if you have your step 1, step 2, and step 3, eventually, madali mong maia-apply lahat ng strategies available. Kaya ako, nagpayaman sa akin at pwedeng magpayaman din sa'yo. Mag-focus ka sa alam mo. At kung wala ka pang alam, focus on one high income skill. One high income skill at a time. Pag na-master mo na yung isa, kumita ka na doon and then saan mag-aral ng iba pa. Because there's value in being an expert. There's value in consistency and commitment. And number 5, for you to earn your first million, okay? Reward yourself. Now, I know it sounds stupid for some people, pero hear me out. Your first million is extremely important. Okay? The second million, the third, the fourth, the fifth will be easier. Hindi ka na pabebe niyan. On your journey towards your first 5 million, 10 million, mas malakas ka na, mas magaling ka na, mas confident ka na, mas consistent ka. Kumbaga, iba na yung improvement mo eh. Kasi malamang sa malamang, nag-transform ka na eh. You are literally a millionaire. Not by paper, but by identity. Pero again, your first million is your first step. So hindi ka pa sanay. Nagpo-procrastinate ka pa. Nagre-resist ka pa. Hindi ka pa masyadong committed. Hindi ka pa consistent. Mabilis ka pang ma-burn out. And what I realized lately, kasi may nagtanong sa akin sa comment section na, Sir, basic naman tayo para maging successful. Like, pinaka-basic, ano ba yung unang step? At ang dami nagtatanong. At na-realize ko sa social media, napakaraming mentors, gurus. Magaganda yung sinasabi nila eh. Maganda pakinggan eh. Kaya lang, yung sinasabi nila, para sa kanila yun eh. Diba? May mga mentors online na effective lang yung tinuturo nila sa taong may pera. May mga mentors online, may mga program sila na paiiyakin ka lang, puro release work, mai-immerse ka masyado doon. Kaya lang, training yun ng mga may pera kasi yung mga may perang to, ang daming hugot sa buhay, ang dami na nalang pinagdaanan. Pero kung nagsisimula ka pa lang, hindi yun ang kailangan mo. Ang kailangan mo, mag-focus ka muna sa basic. kailangan mo munang mag-transform. So again, balikan natin. Na-realize ko na isa sa basic na naging ugali ko before, since meron ako nakasulat na goals, I was always looking forward to buy clothes. Kasi nga, diba, mukha akong puno, tapos nare-reject ako lagi, tapos basta alam ko sa sarili ko, hindi ako pogi eh. Okay? Alam ko sa sarili ko yun eh. Eh, nung time na yun, hindi ko pa siya ma-accept. Wala bang acceptance. Nakikita ko sa mga billboards, gaganda ng forma. So sabi ko sa sarili ko, kung hindi ko kayang baguhin yung mukha ko, babaguhin ko yung forma ko. So nakasulot din sa goals ko yung mga damit, pantalon, jackets, you know. So ang budget ko before is 20%. So kung kumita ako ng 20,000, may 4,000 ako para gastasin sa sarili ko. So ang gagawin ko doon, magko-commute ako. 200 yung pamasahe balikan from Laguna to Mega Mall. 200 noong time na yun, ha? Ngayon hindi ko na alam, matagal na ako hindi nagko-commute, no? Mahigit 10 years na ako hindi nagko-commute. So, 200 balikan. Ang isang t-shirt sa Zara nagde-range ng 900 to 1,900 ganyan, or minsan jacket. Eh may 4,000 ako, 'di ba? So, sabihin na natin 500 yung budget ko sa commute tapos pangkain ko. So, meron akong 3,500. Bili ako ng dalawang t-shirt o isang t-shirt na maganda o shirt o long sleeve na tigo 1,900. And the experience, grabe. Iba. Kasi galing ako sa hirap eh. So, pag bumibili ako sa Zara, iba na sa akin yung dating noon. Parang ang yaman-yaman ko na. Tapos, mag-hotel ako. Pero hindi ako mag-check-in ah. Kasi commute lang ako eh. Magkakape lang ako doon. Magka-Shangri-La ako. Kasi ang Mega Mall malapit sa Shangri-La. Tapos sa Shangri-La, alam mo yung iba yung amoy, iba yung music, iba yung vibe, laging nakangiti yung mga tao, ang sasaya nila. Tapos na-realize ko, ang sasaya ng mga mayayaman, hindi totoo yung sinasabi nung iba na pag mayaman, miserable yung buhay. Kasi yung mga nakikita kong mayaman sa Shangri-La, ang saya. So ginawa ko siya pa ulit-ulit every month to the point na I was always looking forward sa katapusan. So, nagbago yung perspective ko. Kasi normally, pagkatapusan, di ba, di tayo excited kasi may babayarang bills, may babayarang Meralco, meron kang PLDT, meron kang tubig, meron kang renta. Pero ako kasi, sinabay ko dun yung reward ko. So, meaning, yes, may babayaran akong expenses, pero excited din ako kasi alam ko na sa katapusan, meron akong reward sa sarili ko until natodoble ko na yung income ko. Na yung 20,000 naging 40, naging 100. So, 100,000, meron akong 20,000. So, imagine the experience. Pwede na ako mag-hotel. Pwede na ako doon matulog. Tapos yung Zara, naging Massimo Dutti na. Stradivarius, you know? Lacoste. Naging improve din yung brands na binibili ko. May kasama ng shoes minsan. Tapos, naisip ko nang magkotse. So, dito napapasok yung delayed gratification. Bawasan ko kaya yung budget ko. Gawin ko lang 10% this month. Kasi nag-iipon ako pang kotse. Ito na nagbago buhay ko. Kasi nangyayari sa atin, masyado tayong nakafocus sa survival, hindi na tayo excited mabuhay. Hindi na tayo excited mag-take ng action. Eh kung alam mo sa sarili mong may reward, alam mo sa sarili mong meron kang ibibigay sa sarili mo, you will fall in love with the process. And to be honest with you guys, pagdating mo sa level na mayamang-mayamang ka na, it's not about the goals anymore. Goals doesn't make you happy. Tandaan nyo to guys ha, akala mo masaya ka, pag na-achieve mo yung goals mo. Hindi saya tawag doon. Ang tawag doon, contentment, satisfaction. Ang tawag sa nararamdaman mo, fulfillment, maybe gratitude. Pero yung happiness, it is not contained in the goal. It is contained in the process. It's the pursuit of the goal na gustong-gusto mo. Yung nakaka-excite. Parang basketball, okay? Pag nag-basketball ka, panalo ka man, di ba pagod ka? Masaya ba? Masaya ba? Sa mga naglalaro dyan, masaya ba yung pagod ka? Ang sakit ng daliri mo, ang sakit ng tuhod mo. Kahit panalo ka, hindi, ang gusto mo matulog. Kasi you are satisfied. Pero nasan ang saya? Habang naglalaro. Habang nakakashoot. While you are in the process of trying to win. You connect with people, you build strategies, nangigigil ka, may thrill. Same goes with the goals. Ang growth, ang progress, ang happiness, nasa proseso in achieving your goal. So, goals are extremely good for you. So, balikan din natin yung number one. Again, write your goals. And if you still don't know what you want, you don't have clarity, let me help you build a blueprint for your success. Hanapin nyo lang sa description at sa comment section or balikan nyo tong video na to so that pag-release ng course, you will be updated. Or maybe you can just subscribe because we will be creating videos about the success blueprint soon. So, then guys, this is the end of the podcast. And always remember, that everything good starts with a yes. And yes, my name is MJ Lopez and see you soon.